الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Firstly, from last week, يوم الاثنين, Monday, till today, who are the others who learned Durood e Tunjina? Only two. The whole week, only two. Altogether, how many students know Durood e Tunjina? And those who don't know stuff, put up your hands, don't be shy. It will help you to learn it, inshallah. By next week, inshallah, please learn it, and read it on a daily basis. More often also, it's a very, very great durood, which all our buzurg stress on very, very much. Then there are a few points here. One is, like in the masjid also, in the corridors, when going to the wuzukhana, everywhere, there's always some dirt lying around. Pieces or piece of tissue. In the masjid you'll notice hair, beard hair, whatever hair it may be. Or maybe especially in autumn, when the wind blows and the things are dry, grass, pieces of grass, etc. They all fly around, they come on our clothes, we've got socks on, we bring it in the masjid. As far as possible, try to pick it up. Don't leave it like that. Sometimes we go past, 100 students will go, 200 students will go past, but nobody gets off it to pick it up and to clean it. Always pick it up and put it in a dustbin. And especially in the masjid, keep the masjid clean. No matter how much it is vacuumed, etc., but still some pieces will come always. So always, as you notice any pieces, pick them up. In fact, in one hadith it comes, a person who picks up and cleans the masjid, picks up and takes out any dirt, Allah will build a palace for him in Jannah. What a great reward for isn't there for it. And it is such a small thing, and who doesn't like cleanliness? And this, the dirt flies around, it comes around, sometimes on from our clothes something falls, sometimes we take out from our pocket something falls, you don't notice it, but always you'll notice. And especially in the place where you're making namaz, look there. And when walking out you see anything, and usually also when I'm walking with some friends, then I want to pick it up, then they rush quickly. But on their own, they don't. And if I walk past, they'll also walk past. No, we all must learn to do this. In the room also, in corridors also, wherever it is, try and pick up as much as you can and put it in a refuse burn. And the most important, in the masjid itself. Try and keep the masjid always clean. And the reward is so great. Allah Ta'ala may accept from us. And also it comes in the hadith that if a person reads a short dua after any amal, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. And the smallest amal, Allah will make it so big that the normal scale that will be used on the day of Qiyamah to weigh the amal of people, that scale will be too small. They'll have to bring another big scale. So much the sawab will increase. So there is like a small amal, but the reward of it is very great. Another thing is, hopefully in the mornings, inspection is done by the Nazims. And according to the report I got, when I go and check the rooms a bit later, always find many rooms, not all, some are mashallah, kept very nice and neat and tidy. All the beds are made, everything is neat and clean, that gives a very nice feeling. But some rooms are not that clean, and especially in the middle where perhaps you are having tea, so the electric jug is there, or the cups are left there, the biscuits or whatever you were eating, the plate of that is left there. So I asked the Nazims, they say we do the inspection in the morning before madrasa, before 20 to 8. And when madrasa goes in, they say we do our inspection, the rooms are clean. But this happens in the break time. When the students go to their rooms in the break, then they have some tea or something. And because it's a short break, perhaps you don't have enough time, but try and allow that time. And try and put everything away again. Don't leave it just there in the middle like that untidy. So please take note of that also. Then I found a few times I don't know if it's the same room or different rooms, but a student is sleeping inside, perhaps he's sick or something, but the door is locked from outside. This is very dangerous. If Allah save us all, yeah, and in the whole world and forever, and everyone Allah save, you can't say how a fire can start or anything. And if you are locked in the room from outside, what are you going to do? So never ever do something rash like that. If you are ill and you are sleeping, you got permission, by all means, there is no problem. But don't let the room be locked from outside. When I ask the students, they say somebody comes and steal from them. So if you are in the room. And even if they have to steal, may Allah save us from that also. But if your life is in danger, that's even worse. So please don't allow that to happen. That you are in the room, you are sleeping, and the door is locked from outside. If you have to lock it from inside. That if you have to go out, you can open the door and you can go out. That is also very important. And then another very important thing, which has been brought to my notice a few times, that students, especially when we are free, Fridays, Sunday afternoon, and also so much so that in the mutalaga, students are watching films. And not only watching films, they call another student, you also come see. Or comedies. And then they are laughing. And all that. And now, as I have been informed, there is some World Cup cricket going to take place. Or it has started or it's going to start or whatever it is. And we know that people go mad for this. Please, as students, you don't get involved in all this. Watching the commentary now, who are asking for scores and all that. You have got a much, much more superior and sublime thing in front of you. As in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, that tilka darul akhirah, the house of akhirat. We have been sent here to prepare for the akhirat. We haven't been sent here. Yeah, really Allah has provided everything for us. Just like, for example, you have a worker at home to wash the children. The work of the worker is to wash the children. You give that worker napkins or dress or the clothing, soap, powder, perfume, shampoo, brush, everything you give. Water, all that you give, that you must wash the children and put on these clothes. Now instead of washing your children and putting those clothes on them, that worker brings its own children. And it washes them with the water you gave. And uses the soap, the shampoo, the powder, what you gave, uses it for its children. And puts the clothes on that children. Well, anyone keeps such a worker. So Allah has put us in this world and provided us with everything. Allah alone is the one who gave us two eyes, who gave us two lips, who gave us a nose, ears, who gave us our brains, our heart, all the organs of the body. Allah alone is the one who has made this earth for us. And this is open. It's not veiled. Allah didn't veil it. Then all the other things, many other things, Allah has veiled. That like, for example, we get our rosy, we go and buy the milk from the dairy or the supermarket. Or we go and buy the groceries, we go and buy vegetable, we go and buy meat. We are getting it from that shop, etc. But in really, behind the scene, it is only Allah who is doing everything. Nobody can do this. Like a little baby, at the beginning, the mother gives it milk, perhaps in a teaspoon. So the child thinks my milk comes from the teaspoon. But as the child grows older, then the child sees, no, it doesn't come from the teaspoon, it comes from the bottle of milk. Then it thinks the milk is from the bottle. Then as it grows older, it sees not from the bottle of milk. My milk comes from the fridge. My mother opens the fridge and takes out the milk. As it grows older, it sees that my mother goes and buys the milk in the supermarket. Or the dairy man comes and delivers it. The dairy man is bringing it. Or my milk is coming from the supermarket. As it grows a little older, it realizes that not the supermarket or the dairy, but my milk, actually the cow is giving me milk. But those who have seen with the eyes of Iman will also know that the cow cannot make milk. Which university did the cow go and learn to make milk? And where did it learn that it must chew the grass? And from grass, milk will come. And pure, Lebanon, sa'igal lisharibin. Who did this? If a person with Iman will see, it's Allah's hand. For the meat we eat, A person will think from the butcher shop. Butcher will say, I get it from the abattoir. Abattoir will say, I get the meat from the farmer. Farmer, who can he make the meat? Who is it that makes that goat to be born, the sheep to be born, the cow, the beef, all that? Who is it that makes that meat? No, farmer can't make it. We ourselves. أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Did you create this human being, your baby? Or are we the creators of your baby? What did man do? Man did nothing. He only dropped a drop of sperm in the mother's womb. That's all. He didn't make the eyes. And even superficially, nobody can claim that I made my baby. Nobody can make it. No scientist, no atheist, nobody in the world. Allah's work alone. And not only one baby, 250,000 babies are born a day in the world. Allah is making so many, supplying so many eyes. So this all also is from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is giving us everything. All He wanted us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we must worship Him. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِرِزْقَ. Allah doesn't want rosy from us. He is the one who gives us rosy. He is the one who does everything He wants from us. We must make His ibadat. And we must learn how to make His ibadat. So we are here to learn. Not to go and teach other people primarily. And not to go and preach to other people. Primarily for ourselves. We learn that we will practice. Then teach also. And propagate it. Make tabligh. Go and tell it to other people. But primarily it is for ourselves. So that is why we are learning. So if in that now when Allah did everything for us, we are watching films here, and we are showing friends also, watching some comedy, watching some commentary, watching anything else, please let us all make tawbah, sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Make istighfar for the past, Allah Ta'ala forgives us. We make sincere istighfar, Allah will forgive us. Make sincere tawbah that I won't do it in the future. Allah will help us also. And then see the barakat and nur of your ilm. Otherwise, we find to learn also becomes hard for us. Our interest is not there. We're not enjoying it. We can't learn because we haven't made the proper intention. We are not going in the right direction. So first, get our direction correct. And then see, inshallah, what good dreams also you will see. And then you will be encouraged to learn more. And you will see that what goodness, the sweetness of Iman you will get. Then you will enjoy. But if we're going to watch films, watch commentary, comedies, all other things, where will we get the sweetness of Iman? Then it's going to be bitter. Then we won't enjoy at all. We won't like to go to class. We won't want to sit in mutala. We'll do more wrong things. So please, for your own sake and for the ummah's sake, and to make our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam happy in his qabr, and that Allah becomes happy with us, don't do all these wrong things. Do the right things and see inshallah how much we will benefit. We all will do that inshallah. So what were the few points that we mentioned? All forgot already. Pick up papers wherever we see, especially in the masjid, whatever we see. Another point? The rooms, mashallah, Abdul Rahman. Rooms must be kept clean and tidy even after the break, all times. Even after the lunch break, Zohar break. See that the rooms are always clean. And then? See? Yeah, one other thing before that. Don't sleep in the room and the door is locked from outside. And learn, everyone learns Durood Tunjina and read it also. And also, how many of us know this dua? Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the end. MashaAllah. All learn this dua also. And at least once a day make that dua. It's a very, very comprehensive dua. Make that dua also. And then stay away from all these wrong things of films, videos and all these things also. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa afiru dawana.